Our first tale takes us to the quaint city of Rensselaer, nestled in upstate New York. Known for its historical significance as a railroad hub, it is now home to a diverse population residing in charming rented homes amidst cozy coffee shops and picturesque parks. But beneath this idyllic facade lies a conservative political landscape where families and young professionals thrive. It is here, in the summer of 2023, that the murder of 3-year-old Josefina Cunningham rocks the community to its core, revealing dark secrets within their midst. As we turn our attention to our second story, we are drawn into the tragic fate of 8-year-old Giselle Ford, found dead in her Chicago apartment, where she lived with her bedridden father and grandmother. Firefighters struggled to enter their residence. What horrors await us within these walls? Welcome to No Tears for Black Girls, crafted by renowned writer John Reedberg and brought to life by the talented Samantha Paul. Listen in, subscribe, or tap in on the Alive podcast app for exclusive content. Have a case or topic you want us to delve into? Head to our website, notearsforblackgirls.com, or send us an email at notearsforblackgirls@gmail.com.
New disturbing details about the murder of a 3-year-old girl in Rensselaer, in a case prosecutors are calling heinous and horrifying. And tonight we're learning more about the very young victim. Kumi Tucker was in court for the arraignment of Robert Fisher in Troy.
Investigators say this is a terribly disturbing case, and a 3-year-old girl lost her life, Josefina Cunningham. Robert Fisher stood in front of Judge Deborah Young this morning in Rensselaer County Court. He pleaded not guilty to rape and murder charges. There was a sizable presence of police, fire, and EMS in memory of the 3-year-old victim. On the morning of July 7th, emergency crews were called by her mother to an apartment on Broadway in Rensselaer for an unresponsive child. Prosecutors say the little girl was foaming at the mouth. 3-year-old Josefina Cunningham was pronounced dead at the hospital.
The fact that the age of the victim alone is difficult. You know, a lot of the fire guys, a lot of the police people have young children at home. So that alone is difficult. And then, you know, it's a homicide. You know, somebody lost their life.
The small town of Rensselaer, New York, was shaken to its core as news of a 3-year-old girl's brutal murder spread. Josefina Catherine Cunningham, a vibrant young girl with her whole life ahead of her, was tragically taken on July 7th, 2023. Her older brother, Jaquan Stewart, now seeks justice for his beloved sister and to raise awareness about her story. The suspect, Robert Fisher, a man with an extensive criminal history, and the boyfriend of Josefina's mother, is currently awaiting trial for rape and murder. Josefina's death has had a profound impact on her family and left them seeking answers and closure. Stewart has created an Instagram page dedicated to his little sister's memory and to ensure that her story is not forgotten. According to authorities, Josefina was raped sometime between the night of July 6th and the morning of July 7th, which ultimately caused her death. Despite first responders' efforts, she could not be revived and was pronounced dead at Albany Medical Center. Meanwhile, Fisher was detained after attempting to interfere with police operations at the scene and faces charges of obstruction, resisting arrest, and criminal mischief. As the nation mourns another senseless loss of innocent life, Josefina's story serves as a reminder that these tragedies should not be forgotten, but recognized as part of our nation's history. Following a thorough investigation, the charges against Fisher were elevated to first-degree aggravated sexual abuse, third-degree assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. The courtroom erupted in shock as Fisher pleaded not guilty during his arraignment, drawing audible gasps from even the victim's own family members.
Prosecutors say Fisher was a friend of her mother. They would not give details about the cause of death, other than to say it was homicidal violence as a result of the sexual assault.
I can speak for myself and probably everyone behind me. This has been absolutely heinous and horrific, something that the normal investigator, the normal prosecutor, doesn't anticipate. So it's been very hard for everyone. The innocence of the child, the brutality of the act, which we can't comment specifically on at this point.
Fisher was sent to jail with no bail. After the arraignment, there was some shouting and fighting outside the courtroom. But some family members want the focus to be on this little girl, the victim in this case, 3-year-old Josephina, or Josie, a sweet little girl with bright eyes and a beautiful smile. Her mother says she's her little angel, taken away from us way too soon.
Big Mama was supposed to be the strong and wise matriarch, the one who kept you in check until the streetlights came on. But for little Giselle in Chicago, her grandmother turned out to be the one who would betray and ultimately end her young life. In 2013, at just 8 years old, Giselle Ford met a tragic fate at the hands of those who were meant to protect her. Giselle had been living with her mother, but when her father, a felon by the name of Andre Ford, made false claims that she was homeless, a court granted him temporary custody. And despite her mother's desperate attempts to get her back, Giselle spent 8 long months under the care of Andre and his 55-year-old mother, Helen Ford. There were warning signs leading up to Giselle's death that something was wrong within that household. A month prior, an investigator from the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services had visited their home. And although doctors became suspicious after treating Giselle for unexplained injuries and sending her back to the Fords, they failed to report any suspicions. No one could have foreseen the horrors that this innocent child endured on a daily basis. That is, until prosecutors obtained Giselle's diary. Inside its pages, she chronicled the agonizing torture inflicted upon her by her own grandmother, beatings, being shackled to a bed, and forced into painful positions for hours on end. As she scribbled in her diary, the young girl had high hopes for the day ahead. She dreamed of relaxing on the couch, watching TV, and playing with her loved ones. But as the day went on, defeat crept in, and she was forced to admit her shortcomings. With a final stroke of her pen, she lamented her current state and hated the life that had landed her in such trouble. The following day, Giselle's emaciated body, weighing only 70 pounds, was found among piles of garbage in her family's apartment. She was covered in bruises, with maggots crawling out of a head wound, and evidence of strangulation. But the autopsy revealed that Giselle was already dying from kidney failure, a direct result of the neglect and abuse she had endured. Andre and Helen were both arrested and charged with murder, but justice would ultimately only be served for one of them. Andre met his fate before he could even face trial, death by heart attack in jail. And if you believe in karma, well, let's just say he is now facing a different kind of justice. As for Helen, a judge watched disturbing cell phone videos showing the extent of Giselle's abuse, including shoving a sock into her mouth to muffle her screams. And although she faced judgment in court, some argue it will never be enough for the unimaginable torture and pain she inflicted upon that innocent little girl. The grandma, she did some real messed up stuff to that little girl, Giselle. And get this, her own dad was just standing there telling her what to do like it was some kind of twisted game. But the brother, he ain't gonna stay quiet about it. He stood tall in court, tears falling down his face as he told everyone about the hell they went through with their family. And you know what? That grandma had the nerve to hide behind her fancy lawyers, trying to make excuses for why Giselle was all beat up and bruised. But the judge wasn't having none of that. She threw that evil lady away for good.
But let me tell you something, baby girl. Just because you're no longer with us, doesn't mean we'll forget about you. No, we'll continue to share your story, raise awareness, and fight for all the other young sisters out there who need our help. Because your life was important, Giselle Ford. And we'll make sure everyone knows your name and what happened to you. Rest peacefully now, dear child. We've got your back.
Thank you for tuning in to No Tears for Black Girls, now a part of the Alive Podcast Network, the first Black female-owned and operated network dedicated to amplifying Black voices. If you enjoyed this episode, please show your support by following us on the Alive Podcast app, available on both iPhone and Android. You can also stay connected with us on social media and YouTube at No Tears for Black Girls, or on X at No Tears for BG. Remember to stay loved, stay blessed, and stay safe. Until next time.